Yo, what's going on, everybody? What's going on? This is Simon Robledo. You are listening to RCP Reality Check Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. This is Face the Facts Fridays. I hope you're ready to face the motherfucking facts. Let's go. All right, guys. As if you guys been frequent listeners, as you guys can know, my audio is not that well because I am using my phone. And it is currently busted to shit right now. This is not, I know it's going to sound like every single podcast that you just heard. This is not the same podcast. This is not your usual podcast that you listen to. All right. So this, like, man, I'm barely starting off. So what you hear is what you get from me straight in my, I want to say like 10 by 12 room. It's not a big room. It's a spacious room. It's not a big room. Man, so RCP is basically about the everyday life of the everyday person with the everyday thoughts of the everyday situations. You know, that's basically me, you know, like, because I have so many thoughts that goes through my head that I just wanted to share. You know, it's not only for you guys, but it's for me too, just so I can look back. You know, what I'm basically telling you guys is what I need to hear. And if I need to hear it, you know, I most likely think that somebody else needs to hear it too. All right, so let's dive in, man. The segment today is basically don't miss anything. And the reason why I say that is because I was talking to my little baby sister the other day, and we were just talking. She was telling me how she misses me and how she wants me to move back. And the backstory about that is because by the age of 19, I moved out of my mom's house and moved to LA to start my own life and be my own man, which is hard as shit. When you're not ready, when you don't financially set yourself up, when you don't have a car, when you don't have, it's hard as fuck. Sorry for my language, but it is, dude. Like, oh my god, I'm 22 now. You know, things getting going. You know, I'm starting my own business. I'm doing my own organization. Founder of KMF. It's a cause company. You know, keep moving forward. It's just a positive reinforcement within people that have gone through the struggle of suicide and depression. And with either going through it or personally knowing someone that has gone through it, like a family member or a friend. So yeah, that's the backstory of me. It sounds all nice, but you know, like, I'm barely starting things off. So hold your horses. Give me about 10 to 12 years, and then give me some applause. So yeah, so it's the everyday life. You know why I'm saying don't miss anything is because, you know, when she was telling me that how she misses me and all that, and she wants me to move back, I said, like, I want, like, yeah, man, I'm planning to move back to San Diego. The people that hear this, yeah, I'm planning to move back to San Diego. When, I don't know exactly, but by the end of this year, I'll be back to San Diego. Cause LA was nice, but it's not for me. I'll put it like that. And she's 5 years old right now. She's 5 years old, and she calls me telling me how she's excited about going into school, her first day in school. And of course, I'm talking to her, telling her that's nice. And then she tells me of how she wants me back, but for good. And she wants me so I can walk her to school, take her to school every single day. Like, that was, like, when she told me that, one, it was the cutest thing I ever heard, you know, like, I just, like, my heart melted, but then it also broke at the same time, because, you know, like, when she told me that, I really, like, after our conversation, after I told her bye and I loved her, you know, I really, like, sat back and really thought about it. I was like, man, I want that freedom. I want to be able to take my baby sister or my little girl, like, my daughter, like, my future kids, you know, my future daughter to school, like, whenever I want, every day if I want to. I was like, I want that freedom. I don't want to miss that. And the reason why I say I don't want to miss, like, don't miss anything is because one of the top mentors that I've, like, that I listen to, Jim Rohn, he says that, you know, he said that his father, you know, his father, like, if he would have called his father, like, his father's 98 years old, he wouldn't be home, like, at 10 o'clock at night. He wouldn't be home. He would be out at the rodeo. He'll be with the kids, you know. He'll be, like, not missing anything, you know, enjoying life. Because that's what really life's about, is those experiences. It's those experiences with your loved ones, with your close ones, with your friends, with your family. Because those are the things that you're gonna die with. Not money, not things, but those memories that you have. And I'm 22 right now, and these are the thoughts that I'm having, man. I wanna die with the experiences. I wanna die with with the love of my life. I wanna die with my kids, me being my kids' heroes. Me being my own hero. So what do you guys want? For real. What is one thing in your life that you absolutely cannot miss? That you will seriously be scarred or a little dead inside if you missed it. If you knew you missed it, what would it be? That one thing that you absolutely cannot miss. Now, ask yourself this. Is what you're doing right now giving you the most likely chance not to miss that, or the most likely chance to miss it? It's either gonna get in your way or help you get to it. Now, see, I'm not trying to like self-promote myself or anything, but the organization I'm with, a company that I'm with, it's a great company that I absolutely love and adore. And like I told myself right when I saw it was a dream came true, because they take very good care of you, and it's amazing. They reward you very well when you perform very well. Like, what, you thought that was like what, they, oh yeah, they take care of you no matter what? Hell no, bro. Nothing comes for free. You gotta work your ass off no matter what. So that's my first venture. That's a little hint right there. But I'm not gonna quit. I absolutely cannot quit. So yeah. Find something that you love. Find something that you'll love to do and love doing. And then attack it. That's the facts, man. Face it. You're gonna miss something. But what are well, what's worth? But what's worth it? What's worth missing? Is your job worth missing? Your daughter's first steps? Ooh. Is your boss in control when he's telling you to go, when he's telling you to stay late, and you promise your wife that it was date night and you had to cancel again? Is it worth your relationship? Your marriage? The connection with your kids? Now, if it is, great, Now, if it's not, I highly recommend you do something else. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I don't know if you guys can hear me. But yeah, man. Try not to miss anything, especially the important things. That's Simon Robledo, RCP, Reality Check, checking out. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Peace and love.